respect, look again. But this time differently. In the movie, Stranger Than Fiction, our hero is doing what he is doing, unconsciously. Movie clip. When Harold Crick, the hero of the movie, starts hearing the narrating voice in his head, what the voice says takes him out of his unconsciousness, his usual way of doing things, going through life like a drone, and this changes his life. Stranger Than Fiction poster at the end of the movie, no one thought about asking this question, who is going to provide him with the voice of sober observation, once the book is finished? A voice that has a sideways view. My hunch, he will go back, slowly but surely, into machine-like being, his consciousness will go back to sleep. But you, because of this article, still have a chance. You can provide yourself with the narration yourself, now that you know how brilliantly effective it is, and when and if you remember to do it. Your observer, or your witness, is voiceless, nonverbal. You need to add the voice track yourself. Your only concern should be not to add adjectives. Adjectives are subjective, and will not serve you. Example, you are trying to fill a bottle with water. Your attention wanders and the bottle overflows. If the narration is, I am clumsy, good for nothing, would that serve you? Did that happen? Is that really observation and narration? No. Narration, real narration is, I am filling the bottle. Attention wanders. Bottle overflows. Attention returned. Wiping, correcting. All is well. Or another example, you wake up and you hate your life. Observer says, I'm waking up and am filled with feelings of hatred for the life I live. What is it like? Mundane? Boring? Meaningless? What would my hero do that would make life not mundane? Not boring? That would make it worth our while to perform, to go through the day of, maybe, tedium? There is someone who depends on them? Okay. That is a big difference. How can I have someone or something that depends on me? Do I already have something or someone who I have been letting down, but it would be simple to rekindle my commitment to it / them? A deep connection. Do you see the looking again? That last example was mine, and it was about this very morning. Finding someone or someone who I'd let down if I died is one answer to that question. Or strengthening the something I already have. One of my students wrote to me that he feels lonely. That I should take on the task of matchmaking. Observe your thoughts. They all want a romantic love right away. Am I correct? But what if sharing, being seen, and accepted, is so elementary, and yet we are afraid to be connected? The beingness of being connected. I am going to try on, for size, the beingness of being connected to see if it can be achieved without romance, without frequency, without giving up my solitude, without giving up my work. Without even talking about my work. This, looking again at societal cliches, looking again but differently, is respect. Looking again. This time differently. You should try it. It's revolutionary. The capacity that is under respect is twofold. 1. Letting go of the eye and the eye's view of the world, for a moment. 2. Driftwood, looking at the thing sideways, seeing what there is to see. Eric Byrne of the games People Play and What Do You Say After You Say Hello fame, the inventor of transactional analysis, calls this the Martian's view. The Martian is not a dullard, the Martian is simply not you. We, current humans, know nothing about spiritual capacities. For the purposes of knowing what is what, spiritual, the spiritual dimension is the invisible. You can only see the results of it. Like the results of respect, love, generosity. So the capacities are called spiritual, because they are invisible. It's like the ripples are visible, but the pebble that caused it isn't. These capacities are existing in the human DNA, mostly in turned off way, i.e. not functional. For you to see what there is to see in the sideways view, you have to have both the letting go capacity and the driftwood / respect capacity turned on. A grand total of 2% of humanity has it on, at least to some degree. You, for example, cannot become an architect without it being working at least in the spatial realm. You should not be able to become a psychologist or psychiatrist without it fully functioning. You cannot sell without it being open, neither in writing, nor in person. Fiction writers should have it, or if they don't, they produce trash, like most woman writers do on Amazon. You need it for self-love. You need it to be able to change your mind pretty much of anything, especially hurtful or painful incidents in your life. Of the small sample I work with, My students, the grand total of 50% of the people who paid to have the capacities activated, don't know how to keep them on, or willfully turn it off. And some needed me to convince their other than conscious to let me turn it on for them. This capacity is a linchpin capacity. Without it you are stuck at or under 200 vibration. Many people ask why Guru's vibration is not higher. This I be the most likely answer: they view the world exclusively through their own ego, eyeballs, education, culture, history. Unless you fully understand how to use it, even before I turn it on for you, do yourself and me a favor and don't buy it. Read the many articles, and practice. Practice taking another gender, practice leaving your ego behind. Practice seeing what you have never looked to see, the self-interest of people, yourself from the outside, etc. You can use the two examples I used above. If you think you are ready, get your starting point measurements done. And add a question: am I ready for the driftwood capacity? I'll ask source for you. Get your starting point measurements at https://yourvibration.com/1/starting/.